ask you what's the matter with me, you can tell them I'm saved, I'm sanctified, I've been baptized, hallelujah, I've been filled with the Holy Ghost, and I'm running, running for my life, all because, all because somebody shared Jesus with him. Somebody told him about a man who is better than any man. A man from Galilee. A man who can set you free. And I'm talking. About this man called Jesus. You and I, we are the only feet for Jesus. We're the only mouth for Jesus. Praise God. And we are the only arms for Jesus. Perhaps you may have a loved one of yours that's still lost. Perhaps you have a close friend that is still lost, still crippled by sin of this world. Perhaps you have a coworker who is still lost. It was a story I read some time ago. There was a young missionary that was over down in the Amazon. She was using a planograph to tell a bunch of young Amazonian kids about this man called Jesus. And how he came and how God sent him to die. And while she was teaching the class to these young people, telling them about Jesus Christ, the story says that there was an old Amazonian man. Shoulders had gotten slumped. He walked in while this young missionary was telling these children about Jesus. And the story says that he sat and he listened with amusement. Then when the children left, he walked up to the young lady. And he said, "Young lady, this story cannot be true. This story about God sending a savior to save us from our sin can't be true." And this young girl tried everything in her power to convince him that it was true. And she asked him, said, "Why in the world you won't believe what I've just said?" He said, "I'm old now. And the first time I heard story," he said, My mother dead, my father dead, never heard the story. And regardless of how she tried to convince him that it was true, they said that this old man wandered back off into the dark dungeon and the jungles of sin, shaking his head. Said, "Can't be true. Cause if it were true, somebody would have told me.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
Greetings, brothers and sisters in Christ. Welcome to the media ministry of the Mount Olive Baptist Church of Leesville. Dr. Carl Armstead, Sr., pastor. Join our pastor as he preaches and teaches the Word of God.
Give our young people another hand. Amen. And we also thank God for Sister Hannah and Sister Sanders for working with our young people that they would present their program to us. Now, if you have your Bible, I would that you turn with me to the Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter number 23. And I want to read verse 39 through 43. The Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 23, verses 39 through 23. Probably this may seem a little strange on Easter, but the Lord showed me something beautiful here in these verses. Amen. If you will, let us all just stand with us, please. Not because I told you, but just in honor of God's word. Amen. Not for me. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come now. We thank you now for this privilege and this opportunity. We ask now that you allow your Holy Spirit to move freely in our midst. And then, Lord, we ask that you grant us a fresh anointing of your Spirit. And in that anointing, grant us preaching power. And, Lord, we'll be careful to give you all the praise. It is in the strong and mighty name of Jesus the Christ. Our Lord, we pray and thank you. Amen.
Amen.
If you found it, the 23rd chapter of the Gospel of Luke, verse 39 through 43, you will find these words. Then one of the criminals who were hanged blasphemed him, saying, "If you are the Christ, save yourself and us." But the other answered and rebuked him, saying, "Do you not even fear God, seeing you are under the same condemnation?
All right.
And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds, but this man has done nothing wrong." And then he said to Jesus, "Lord, remember me when you come into my kingdom." And Jesus said unto him, "Assuredly I say to you today, you will be with me in paradise."
Right.
Our emphasis and subject come from verse 42 and 43 that said, he said to Jesus, "Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And Jesus said to him, "Assuredly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." The grass withers and the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. For a few moments, I want to talk from the subject Easter, a day of forgiveness. Easter, a day of forgiveness. Maybe you just want to say Easter forgiveness. Let me begin by saying that Easter in the Greek language is Pascha, where we get the word Passover. And it is rendered Easter in the Old King James Version of our Bible in Acts 12 and 4. But correctly, in the New King James Version and other translation, it is translated Passover. It's the day in which the church celebrates the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Although there is no celebration of the resurrection in the New Testament. And so the Jewish Christians linked it with the Passover, and they observed it on the fourth day of Nisan, regardless of the day of the week. But Gentile Christian believers celebrated the resurrection of our Lord's day on Sunday. And the difference was settled by the Council of Nicaea in AD 325, which ruled that Easter should be celebrated on the first Sunday after the full moon following the vernal equinox, which is the spring of the year when the sun crosses the equator and the day and night everywhere is of equal length. And that is the system followed today. And therefore, the date of Easter, the resurrection Sunday, varied between March 22nd and April the 25th. But every Easter, it seems, we really focus on Jesus' rising from the tomb. And after all, that's what Easter is all about, right? Jesus beat death and won the victory for us. But brothers and sisters, as powerful as this is, I want our attention to go back up a little bit and look at an often overlooked portion of the Easter story. I want us to take a closer look at the thief on the cross with Jesus. Because when Jesus was crucified, two men were being crucified with him at the same time. These are the two thieves. And the text reveals in verse 42 and 43 that a conversation took place between one of the thieves and Jesus. One of the thieves said to Jesus, "Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And Jesus answered him, "Assuredly, I say to you today, you will be with me in paradise." Now, at first, this seems like a very simple and quick repeat of so many of Jesus' related events where a person meets Jesus and is humbled by Jesus, who loves people and came to save folk. But this event only takes up two sentences, and it's not surprising that the majority of us sort of skim the surface of this conversation because there seemed to be very little revelation found here. But my brothers and sisters, I found that when you dig deep, you'll find that there is a message in these little words that need to be shared. First, let us realize that the crucifixion of Jesus is the single most important event in the relationship between God and humanity. The crucifixion of Jesus Christ is the ultimate sacrifice of all time. It is the moment of the blood and sacrifice and salvation. The shed blood of Jesus is sacrifice and salvation, and it is the moment that the Son of God is put to death so that we might live. The crucifixion is why wars are fought, and it is even etched into millions of stained glass windows and ornaments all, amen, around the world. Well, now someone may be wondering, well, since saying all that, preacher, what's the purpose of talking about a thief on the cross? Or even talking about two thieves? Well, I want to share this message about the one thief because God is sharing something with us about a moment he had with a thief. And once we realize who this thief is, it will actually begin to make sense. So the question is, who is the thief on the cross next to Jesus? Well, my brothers and sisters, the thief on the cross next to Jesus, I need to tell you, is everyone you don't like for whatever reason. He's the person who cut you off in traffic and you curse them out. He's the family member, are you with me, who runs all the family get-togethers by drinking too much and becoming belligerent. And he's the parent who beat you up and deserted you. The thief on the cross is the politician you don't agree with. Are y'all here with me?
Yes, sir.
The talk show host you despise. He's the